Welcome back into Sports Talk on Tuesday, October 15, and it's the Pelicans preseason finale. Right now you can turn over to 870 AM. That'll be pregame coverage of the game against Houston, and then a 7 o'clock tip-off against the Rockets in the preseason finale to help talk about that. And obviously, getting closer to the regular season, the real deal for the Pellies. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer. Always great stuff to talk to you, Ollie. And how you been doing, man?
Hey, Steve, Charlie, I've been doing well. Yeah, we're just, what, tomorrow? It'll be a week from tomorrow,
yes,
regular
sir.
Season. Yeah, it's upon us.
Looking out, obviously, the team got one of their preseason games taken away at Orlando thanks to the hurricane. Ended up having their match in Miami, though, on Saturday. They end up losing 101-99. Sorry, it was a Sunday game, obviously, caught up with the Saints that game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and really didn't get to get too much into that game against the Heat, Ollie. What happened there? I saw that at least Zion had 13 points, and I think it was 17 minutes of a play. Was really the standout player for them there. But other than that, what happened to that Pellies matchup against the Miami Heat?
Yeah, what essentially happened was turnovers. That's what led to the loss, even though you don't care about preseason wins and losses. But
sure.
That's just something that is a bit of a concern, right? For the Pelicans, in order to execute their small ball strategy, right, we're going to see it this year. I know we've talked about it all summer, it seems like, right, Steve? But they're not going to be able to create those turnovers. They're not going to be able to have, like, even Zion. He's looked like he's ready for the regular season. But even he had, like, I want to say three catchable passes just go through his hands. It seemed like all the Pelicans just kind of went through the motions. Of course, Willie Green spoke about it afterwards and said it was rust, right? The Pelicans had only played one preseason game before that. And like you mentioned, Hurricane Milton ruined another matchup against the Magic in Orlando. So I think we probably have to write it off. But again, I think there's some growing pains, right, with DeJounte Murray. To me, it seems like more than anything, he's got the skill set, right? Well, I've seen it defensively. I've seen when he wants to turn it on and score, he has. And he sets up his teammates. But one thing I'm noticing is he's still feeling himself out. So when the team starts, when the game starts, he's looking for teammates exclusively. He doesn't seem to start looking for a shot until either Zion or CJ has sat down, right? Less of those big three, big four out there, if you include BI. I think that's when DeJounte thinks in his head he should score. So I think, like I said, they've got to figure that out. And, of course, playing with Daniel Tice, new center. But what you do like, and I should say this, yeah, it's who cares about preseason, but, yeah, the turnovers are a problem. But what you're liking is they're getting up a lot of threes. You know, against Orlando, I think they surpassed 43 point attempts, almost got there against Miami. And that, if that can continue in the regular season, that bodes well. Because last year, they shot lights out, guys. I don't have to tell you, but maybe some of the audience, they were the fourth best three-point shooting team in the league last season. Problem is, they just didn't shoot enough. They were 24th in attempts. So if they can just keep those attempts up going the regular season and start knocking them down like we expect them to, they'll be fine. Because I was impressed that rebounding has not been a problem. Like, they basically held their own for the most part, just the turnovers.
Ollie, any word on if Brandon Ingram's going to play tonight? I know he didn't take part in the first two games for the Pels. Are just being cautious with him, or could we see him getting some action this evening?
Oh, yeah, Brandon Ingram's in. Zion's going to sit tonight.
Okay.
So with Brandon, yeah, it wasn't a concern about anything other than Willie Green and both Brandon Ingram decided it was best for him just to kind of break into the season slowly, right? Because he spent most of the summer rehabbing, according to him, on media day. So, again, this is something, hey, he's just gearing up for a long 82-game regular season, and this isn't out of the ordinary. If people remember, I think a couple years ago, Willie Green's first year here, Brandon only appeared in one preseason game. So he's missed plenty of them in his career, just like Zion, just like a lot of these top-tier names across the league do every year.
What is the name for you, Ollie, at least so far in the preseason, the limited action that we've seen so far, that maybe a lesser name or a person that we haven't been talking about a lot that has really stood out to you in a positive light?
Yeah, there's been several. I'll say Javonte Green is probably the most impressive because I didn't know much about him.
Right.
But I think he's gonna carve out a role for Willie Green, right? There's no Najee Marshall, no Dyson Daniels, and we know that Willie loves to preach defense and, of course, focus on that end first. And I think Javonte Green probably brings the best skill set for that off the bench. So I think he's going to see regular minutes. And so far, I've been impressed. I see him competing, even though he's not that tall. He's about 6'4", but he's had a couple blocks. a couple steals. He runs on a fast break well, and he's hit, I think, a three or two so far in preseason. So I like what I've seen from him. I think you have to be happy about Jordan Hawkins, right? Summer league, you just weren't impressed, right? You didn't see any improvement from the previous year, but for some reason in these two preseason games, Jordan Hawkins is looking more aggressive, more confident, and he's honestly shot the ball better than pretty much all the other Pelicans. Even heard he's had a good camp up when they were up in Nashville for a week. And I guess we also have to touch on Daniel Theis. I think he's going to be a seamless fit for him. When you just watch him out there, he knows where to be at all times.
I'd like to hear that.
He knows when to pass the ball, when to set screens. So the Pelicans want to play five out, meaning all the guys are going to stand outside, basically a three-point arc. I think Daniel Theis is ready to do that for him, something that Jonas Valanciunas couldn't do last year.
Ollie, that's a great way of transitioning into my question here, so I appreciate that. But I wanted to ask you about Theis and, you know, specifically the comments about who's going to be playing at the five and whatnot and the small ball lineups that you've already kind of mentioned so far in this interview. It's just that, you know, he's started in each of the first two preseason games. I would expect that he probably starts again today or tonight against the Houston Rockets, especially with Zion not playing. B.I. kind of shifts into the starting lineup, I would imagine. Because he's going to be making his debut with the Pels for this upcoming preseason matchup. But when you get to the regular season, which is, as you mentioned, is just over a week away, I mean, is it just going to be a fluid situation with the starting lineup where Theis will be starting on some nights, but then other nights they'll go with that small ball lineup depending on the matchup? Because I think at the same time, if you're starting Theis against some of those bigger body centers, that takes a lot of the wear and tear off of someone like Herb Jones or even Trey Murphy if they have to play the five on any given night.
Yeah, absolutely, Troy. I think, look, Willie alluded to it right off the bat, and that's been the consistent message throughout training camp preseason, is that they're not so much focused on starting lineups, right? He's more concerned about matchups. He spoke about that exclusively, talked about how there's going to be some nights, a ton of games, where we're not even going to have a traditional center. So that would seem to echo, right, that probably Theis would start on the bench, C.J. McCollum, DeJounte Murray, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, Herb Jones, that would be your starting five. So I'm curious to see it, right? And I think we're going to see it as soon as next week, right, against the Chicago Bulls. Yes, they got, you know, Nikola Vucevic, right? He's a traditional center, about 7 feet tall, weighs about 260 or something. But I think the Pelicans could take advantage of him by playing fast, and I'm curious how many times they opt to do that, right? Yes, you're at a disadvantage because you're going to have to find somebody that's got a body and put a body on, like, their biggest guys, keep them out of the paint. But Vucevic likes to play outside. So I think that would be an optimal time to try small ball. And I think Willie Green's going to use that more than we probably expect, right? He's a traditional coach in most of our eyes. Defense first, has always kind of made offense secondary. And he's always honestly liked to play at least some kind of center out there. I think that's all going to change this year, guys. I think we're going to see a lot of the small ball this year, more than probably just about every team in the league.
Mentioned, Ollie, obviously tonight is the preseason finale. Then in eight more days, the Pels will open the season against the Chicago Bulls. What are some of the things that you need to see from this team tonight in the preseason finale going into the regular season that just hasn't been there in maybe the previous two games?
Yeah, the defense has been there. Like I said, I've been pleasantly surprised by the rebounding, right? The small guys are doing their stuff, like whether it's C.J., Jordan, Hawkins, you name it. They're chipping in on the glass. But what you got to see is just cleaner basketball. That allows you, of course, to get out in transition. And when you have 24 turnovers like they did against the Miami Heat, well, suddenly you're giving the other team chances to run against you, and that's what happened. I think the Heat scored 30 fast break points. And if that happens to the Pelicans and they can't hit their threes, they're going to lose just about every single one of those games. So they've got to just be clean, right? You want to play fast, but you've got to be clean. They've got the weapons, right? We've seen in the past when this team gets up and down the court, they're pretty darn unstoppable. Now they've got DeJounte Murray as their point guard. Well, it makes it basically a necessity you get out and run. But like I said, you can't have all these crazy bad turnovers. So I hope they clean it up before that game against the Bulls. But if they can, I think this team will be fine. I really do. I think a lot of people don't know what to expect of the Pelicans. But if this defense carries, like I said, it has shown us through two preseason games, and the rebound is not an issue, I think eventually this offense is going to turn into kind of a juggernaut. Like, those threes are going to start going down.
So, Ollie, before we let you run, I wanted to ask about Trey Murphy. It's likely going to be the second straight season that he doesn't start the season off with the team. Granted, you're kind of more optimistic about his potential timeline with this hamstring injury than you were last year with the leg injury that kept him out basically for the first month or so of action. But Trey Murphy, you know, he's still someone that we're all really, really high on. We can't wait to watch him play. Still waiting on that extension for him as well. But this injury that he suffered, I think it was during training camp, super unfortunate timing because, the 2 weeks basically put you right at the start of the season. So what's kind of the latest on Trey?
Yeah, it's still, they're going to do another evaluation pretty much, I think, probably the day before the regular season starts. And then I think we'll get a definitive timeline. So, no, nobody's expecting him to be ready for game one. But the thing is, he's not going to miss as many games as he did last year with that knee injury, because we've already noticed in practice that he's already doing jump shooting, right? That's where we saw with that knee last year. He wasn't allowed to get off the ground for over a month, or it seemed like about a month or so. And like I said, a couple of days into this injury, we've already seen him take legitimate jump shots. So he's going to be much closer to being ready for the first game. But again, like I said, I'm not expecting it. I'm guessing, honestly, he'll probably miss about 4 or 5 games. I'm looking, his first game might come when the Pelicans finish, what is it? They've got a 4-game road trip after that opening night here in New Orleans against the Bulls. Maybe for that next homestand, which I think would be the 1st of November, that's when we might see Trey.
Our go-to guy for all things Pelicans, Ali Cosell. Always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight.
Absolutely. You guys do the same, and I'm telling you guys, I'm excited about this season. I hope you are as well.
Ali, I didn't ask you any Bulls questions because I know we'll have you back on within the next week to preview that for opener against the Chicago Bulls. And Lonzo Ball making his return as well.
Yeah.
That's a cool storyline to kind of talk about, but we'll get all to that within the next week or so.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, guys.
Thanks, Ali.
Ali Cosell, right. Credentialed NBA writer that covers the Pelicans. You can follow him at Ali Cosell, OLEH KOSEL on Twitter.